Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, for all of my listeners, let me ask you a question. Do you know what a success thief is? Have you ever heard of that before? Can you imagine what it would be like to deal with thieves who are about to destroy you? Have you ever wanted to know why you aren't more successful, even though you're working harder than ever? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you discover your own purpose in life? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Who Stole My Success? Tales to Stop Your Success Thieves. Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to create your own success story? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest. She's been on the show before, as she is an author and a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with information and inspiration and some really, really great advice on how to be successful in 2016. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk4Media and syndicated on 6 networks with over 4.5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She has been on the show before, and she feels that business success depends on being on the right page by having the undernet development to give you the information to make timely decisions. She has a certificate in governance, L7, as well as a bachelor in business majoring in marketing and administration. She has advised and worked with thousands of business owners to grow and develop their business, to plan to deliver their purpose and achieve their vision. She is committed to owners succeeding and working with you to meet your requirements as your advisor on a one-to-one basis or long-term as a director. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Roberta Benavides. Hi, Roberta. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, January. And I've just got to congratulate you. I've watched you grow. 4 million is a pretty awesome audience to have.
Yeah, I'm very proud of it, and I love all of them. You know, I keep telling everyone I don't have 4 million members of my family, so these must be the real deal as far as these listeners go. I don't know most of them, but I feel like I do, and I'm very thankful for having them. Also, I'm thankful for having you back on the show. How are things in New Zealand these days?
Oh, just absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's summertime down here, so we're enjoying the heat and a little bit of rain and the fresh fruits and vegetables and the absolute beauty of living in an area called the Bay of Plenty. And it really does feel like the Bay of Plenty.
There's just
so many wonderful things here. Mm-hmm. So life is very, very good. And 2016 has started off pretty spectacularly.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I love New Zealand. Many years ago, we were there. And the thing that impressed me so much was that everyone was so friendly, everyone liked us, and the colors of the country. There are so many shades of green in New Zealand. It kind of reminded me of Ireland a little bit. Were you born in New Zealand?
No, I'm Canadian born, and my dear Scottish husband brought me out here many, many, many years ago now. Mm-hmm. I've lived here more than half my life.
Okay. So you're pretty much a New Zealander.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's
Kiwi by choice.
Yeah. Great. So now what's happening that's so exciting in 2016 with Success Thieves?
Well, I kind of had a hiatus last year, and so I've relaunched Success Thieves, which is really quite exciting to actually take and go. But what I've seen is there's a huge need, and it's a corporate need, but it's also a personal need, where mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of people that are getting trapped in the should universe, and mm-hmm. that I don't want to do that, and it doesn't feel right, and I can't do that. And I just watch so many people who've started off this new year kind of depressed already, and depression mm-hmm. is probably one of the biggest growing things. So it just sort of strikes me that the whole thing around Success Thieves is by getting clear on what is stopping you from getting what you want, maybe a whole bunch more people will be happier and we'll stop all the stupidity and mm-hmm. we'll get more productive companies and we'll get more productive people and we'll get happier kids and we'll all just be better off. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm thrilled that you have relaunched it because it's such a wonderful premise. And share with us why it is so important to identify and name each thief.
Well, I'm a great believer. The whole premise of naming things, and if you think about it, I could call you she, I could call you mom, I could call mm-hmm. you grandma, but by calling you a name, by calling you January, there's a whole identity around it. And now there is something more concrete than just it or mm-hmm, mm-hmm. whatever. So when we name our thieves, what we're actually doing is putting that concreteness around them. So now we can go, I now know what it is I'm dealing with.
Okay.
And for each of us, that name is a very personal thing. So mm-hmm. one of the key thieves is the should thief. And when you actually start noticing when you're using the word should, uh-huh. you actually start going, I now need to look at the decisions and the controls and all the emotion that's around should. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. as we start taking and identifying the thieves and calling and just really putting that name on them of they are a thief, they're stealing me, stealing my success, they're taking from me what I really want, you actually start having more control over your life. And of course, as we have more control, as we make better decisions, we actually feel happier and we feel like things are happening for us rather than it's just kind of running away from us.
Yeah, because life can get to be very random if you're not specific and if you're not able to identify. Now, Success Thieves, this I can see would work in a business and definitely in a family and essentially every relationship. But is there any Success Thief concept that does not work?
I haven't found one yet, and I would love to have somebody sort of going, hey, look, doesn't work. Because again, it is that entire concept that if you know what a word means to you, and again, you know, we talked about family and business and relationship. One of the challenges in all of those is having what's called a rich shared map. So if I know what a word means to me, that doesn't mean that you have the same interpretation of the word.
Mm-hmm, right.
Or and we watch in relationships all the time, you know, where it's like one person thinks this way and another person has a slightly different meaning for what, say, bathroom etiquette or kitchen etiquette or something is.
Right.
And suddenly you have the conflict because you don't have this rich shared map. You don't actually understand words in the same way. And it's about finding a way of working around it. I mean, as you well know, marriage is about, you know, finding that commonality, about sharing the words, about coming mm-hmm. to a consensus about how we're going to do certain things. And a lot of people don't seem to want to take the time, and that steals from that success.
Yes. And what I love about your book is that it's an amazing book. It's wonderful for people who are in business, as we said earlier, but it's just as vital and important for your family and for your personal relationships. When you wrote your book, you came up with all kinds of thieves. There's a whole list of them. Amazing book, and later in the show we'll tell everyone how they can order it. But you kind of now are concentrating on the four key ones. Could we talk about those right now?
We definitely can talk about them. So I've already mentioned the should thief a couple of times, because this was probably one of the thieves that more than anything else was behind my writing the book, because I went through this catharsis, as we do through our life, when you know, suddenly you've risen, you've done so well, and then suddenly it's kind of like, what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And life changes, or you know, there's a life event that actually kind of makes you go, oh, gee, I'm not. And a whole bunch of that is around the should word. So if you think about all our university graduates, all our high school graduates, everybody, I should get a job, I should get married, I should... Mm-hmm. And it's like I'm watching one of my grandchildren, and I know he won't hear this program, so it's not a problem, go through that whole crisis of, I don't want to do what I'm supposed to do, so, you know, I'm gonna throw all my toys out of the cot. And you kind of go, well, hold on a minute, you know, get clear. You don't have to do what society tells you. You don't have to do what your mother tells you. You actually are old enough to make your own decisions and go, I don't particularly feel like doing that, so I'm going to go. And he's busking right now. And it's like, well, that's cool. Enjoy. Yeah. Have fun with it. Because that's the kind of control we can take in our life. Nobody says you have to go out and live in a $1 million house, and you have to do this, and you have to do... We get to choose whether we want to do it. There's nothing stopping him from going and living on a desert island. I mean, you know, we live in the South Pacific here. He's lived in Tonga. He's you know, he can go anywhere, and he can make a difference if he wants. Or he can sit on his ass and do absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
My dearly beloved is just going out to play your favorite game.
Oh, okay.
He's going golfing.
Well, you know, right now we are going to do something I should do, and I do on every show. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the second most powerful thief. We'll be right back.
Bud's Business Services supports Zoomers to start, grow, and exit their businesses by increasing their luck, L-U-C-K, by getting their business on their page, P-A-G-E. Roberta Budvitas is a business mentor. She has worked with several thousand business owners and influenced thousands more through books like Eat the Rhino and Who Stole My Success. For more information, visit www.budsbusinessservices.com. That's B-U-D-Z businessservices.com. Every decade had its musical phenomenon. The 1960s had Motown, the Supremes, the Temptations, Martha and the Vandellas, the Four Tops. The exciting new book, Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans by Tom Ingracia, presents 140 never-before-published photographs taken by fans from around the world that tell the story of the people, places, and things that made Motown the music that inspired a generation. Relive the memories of a time when we were all dancing in the streets, and the music of Motown reigns supreme. Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans, is available from Amazon.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. We're visiting today with one of my favorite guests, Roberta Budbiesis, and she is in New Zealand, and she is doing the radio show while her husband is out golfing. Will you be able to join him later?
I probably won't today. I've got a number of projects on that I've got to get finished. And okay. It is a Thursday morning at lunchtime. Well, we're just after lunch on Thursday. And okay. He just loves to be on the golf course. It's not where my passion lies, but I do golf with him occasionally.
Well, you sound, that's exactly how my husband would describe his wife. I am not passionate about it, but I do it. So that gives us, we get a gold star for being good wives on that one. We were, before we took the break, we were talking about the four key success thieves. What would the second one be?
The second one is I can't. I just can't. The very word can't. I mean, how many times do we say we can't? And, you know, it's so simple to go, I can't yet. Because mm-hmm. what we really need is an acronym called ASK. Have I got the attitude to do it? Have I got the skills to do it? Have I got the knowledge to do it? If I've got to get the knowledge, then I got to go learn it somewhere. Uh-huh. If I've got to get the skills, then I got to go learn and practice it. And in terms of attitude, gee, isn't attitude a choice? That's kind of mm-hmm. something that's totally in my control. So if something can't be done, can we improve the knowledge? Can we improve the skills? Can we improve the attitude? And if you look at what's happening around us in business and everything else, I can't, they can't, we can't. You know, it's like so many people are just kind of, oh, can't do that. And the question is, why not? And I look at how much business and you know, other things are spending on training, but people still can't do anything.
Right.
And it's now, not that they can't, it's that they don't have the attitude that they can.
Okay, and explain what the acronym ASK, A-S-K, stands for.
So attitude, mm-hmm. the A is attitude, the S is skills, and the K is knowledge.
Okay.
And if you have all three of those, there is nothing that you can't do.
Mhm. Mhm. And you're so right about that, because I always say on the show, if you think it, you can do it. And that definitely mm-hmm. would come under what you need for a good attitude. As far mm-hmm. as skill, anyone can develop skills. It just takes perseverance and knowledge. It's out there now. Especially knowledge is really out there with our access to technology. Don't you agree?
There's a danger, though, in the knowledge that's out there. And again, I think of all my medical professional friends, and you've got a lot of your guests who've been medical. And the danger mm-hmm. is called Dr. Google.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay.
And the self-diagnosis can be really bad. And again, I can remember when I first read a book on codependency, and mm-hmm. I piped up and said, oh, I'm codependent. And Peter looked at me and went, are you really? And we talked it through, and I realized, oh, okay. By understanding codependency and what it really was all about, I really wasn't codependent. I was actually quite independent. But mm-hmm. because I'd read this book, and as yeah. a former medical student, you know, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many diseases I had, and I was dying. And, you know, the medical profession has this habit of sometimes saying that they'll name it, they'll label it. You know, you've got, boom, boom. And suddenly, whether you did or not, you got it. Because
mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah.
That's what you have, and that's what they called it, and that's what they're treating. And how many times don't you really? I mean, I was talking to a friend the other day. Her boyfriend had a knee problem. He mm-hmm. couldn't walk. Doctor said, oh, we got to operate. She said, get on a bicycle and exercise and strengthen your knee. Now he doesn't need a knee operation.
Okay, yeah.
And that's all around this can't stuff of, I can't do this, so I go to a doctor, the doctor says this. And suddenly, you know, we get caught up in a wheel of somebody else's attitude, somebody else's opinions, somebody mm-hmm. else's mm-hmm. Restricting us and limiting us to their set of values or their set of criteria.
Sure, sure.
I don't believe in limitations, and I know you don't either.
No, that's for sure. And going back to earlier, we talked about the should thief, and now we're mm-hmm. talking about the can't thief. But you write about urgency and necessity. These are mm-hmm. decisions that help you deal with the should thief. Would you elaborate on that?
Okay, so when we look at what's happening around us, we have things that we have to do. So there are things. Sometimes you just have to get, if baby's crying, you got to pick it up and solve the problem of the baby crying.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of things that we, particularly in the workplace, it's kind of like, you have to go do this. And it's you drop this job to go do that job, and neither job then gets well done.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody's, you know, parents are really good at this sometimes with their kids. You have to do this right now, Johnny. And Johnny looks up and goes, really? I don't think so. And now all of a sudden the tension explodes.
Oh, yeah.
But there are things that are necessary as well. And so, you know, we need to wash our clothes on a regular basis. We need to mm-hmm. eat on a regular basis. We need to actually make sure that we have good food in the house, not junk food. Not. So it's necessary that we go shopping for the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so the questions often around should come up, well, are they really urgent? And are they really necessary? And if they are urgent and necessary, do it now. If it's urgent but not necessary, maybe mm-hmm. you can delay it. Maybe you can put it off and combine it with something else and just delay it a little bit. If it's necessary but it's not urgent, can you get somebody else to do it?
I like that thought.
And I love this last one. If it's not necessary and it's not urgent, drop it. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Yeah.
But what gets us with that one, and there are so many things in our life that are neither necessary nor urgent, but instead of dropping it, we feel this great weight on our shoulders of we should do it. You know, this is how mm-hmm. we were taught mm-hmm. to do it. Mama said,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and I don't know about you, but I still have my mom. My mom has been dead for years now, but my mom mm-hmm. still talks in the back of my head every once in a while about what I should do. And I kind of go, shut up, Mama.
Listen, my mom died many years ago, too, and I can still hear her speaking, and usually she's speaking out of my mouth in my voice.
Oh, no, that one's a whole different matter. That one's scary, though. That one's very, very scary.
I know, and we spend our whole life trying not to be like our mothers were, and then the reality is you get older, you realize we are like them, and it's probably a pretty good thing in most situations. Don't you agree?
You need to learn gratitude in that case, because that can steal our success is to let our mother rule our life instead of realizing, I mean, we left home for a reason. So
yeah.
we need to let Mama have her own opinion. She's entitled to them, but they are her opinions, not yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and, you know, you have to be selective and take forward the ones you like, the ones that work for you. And as you said earlier, sometimes in life you have to let go of things. And it's hard for a lot of people to do, don't you agree?
Extremely. And that ability to let go, you know, with the four key thieves, because the other two are have to and must. And both the have to and must have often come from our upbringing and everything else. So letting go are kind of like, oh, I'm letting go of part of my life. I'm letting go of those things that I've chosen not to have in my life, but I can't let them go because it doesn't feel comfortable to let them go. I mean, change is always hard.
No
matter where we change or how we change, it is hard. Breaking a habit is hard. But the mm-hmm. value in doing it is it takes us to a whole new level.
Well,
and when we
you know,
move to a new level, then we have a new set of success and we have a new set of happiness. And life is about having fun and being happy and enjoying what you do.
Oh, I agree totally. And it's always fun to have you on the show. However, Roberta, I must hear from our sponsors. So we'll be right back.
Come explore with Clyde McCauley the world of the Little Cuties Let's Pretend books with your little one. Imagine the funny, mixed-up emotions of an onion that cries when it's happy. And delight in the giant ears that make a little elephant special. Meet the engaging characters who will inspire imagination and build curiosity in your little cutie. This is where the love of learning is born. So discover the world of Little Cuties Let's Pretend today. The first two Little Cuties Let's Pretend titles are at Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. January Jones presents Drs. Ed Feiereisen and Bob Ruotolo, co-founders of Motive Creations, as sponsors. For those seeking more empowerment and control over their happiness and well-being, you have come to the right spot. MC365 provides the necessary tools and techniques to make your life even more spectacular. Today is the perfect day to start your journey to become happier and healthier. Our mission is to help you achieve yours. Seeking to reduce stress? Start now. Want a better relationship? Start now. Increase your self-esteem? Start now. Do you want more passion in life? Start now. Go to www.motivecreations.com. That's M-O-T-I-V creations.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions. My book is also available at Audible. Books.com, and we have a priceless personality visiting with us today from New Zealand. Roberta, you're an entrepreneur, trainer, manager, mentor, wife, mother, and grandmother. You wear many, many hats, but right now, would you put on your advertising hat and share some information about your website and your book and how people can contact you?
Okay, well, the website's really easy. It's successthieves.net or .com. They both go to the same place. So if you're looking for Success Thieves, that's the website, Earl. It's also on Facebook as Success Thieves. So we do have a Facebook page where we share inspiration, perspiration, stories, ideas, concepts. And again, it's a page where there will be more opportunities to grow and learn and move things forward. As far as the book is concerned, just like yours, it's on Amazon, and all you have to do is look up Who Stole My Success. There is a link from the website to Amazon to buy the book, but very definitely it's up on the website as a Kindle book, and anybody can download it, and it'll probably take an hour to read, and most people who've read it have kind of like, oh, wow, that's really cool. And I know a number of them keep revisiting, particularly a thief that is giving them problems. And they go back and they just keep it in the front of their mind that, hey, look, this is the thief that gives me problems. Particularly, I've got one girlfriend who constantly visits around her boyfriend, who has been her boyfriend for 21 years. But, God, the relationship is just such a hard relationship. Mm-hmm. And she knows that it's toxic, but It's better than being alone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. that's very heavy. You know, share with our listeners a little bit about how you came up with the Success Thieves. Tell them about how Alibaba inspired you.
Well, it's a combination of things with that. So Alibaba was looking for a magic wand. And in the 30 years I've been consulting with business, everybody wants a magic wand. Everybody wants a magic way of making life easier and doing business and making millions and millions of dollars. Well, reality is, unless you're willing to do certain things, you're probably never going to make $1 million. And the magic wand is really having the right attitude and just going out there, being on purpose, knowing that you have needs, your client has needs, and the community has needs. And when you meet all of those, everything's going to be wonderful. But most people just don't. So Alibaba was looking for magic. He heard this open sesame, and he found all these thieves and all this gold. And it was like, how do I get my share of it? And when he started to look at making things concrete, to go, I need to do this, I need to do that, all of a sudden, he got rich, and he was fine. Mm-hmm. We need to just get clear in our own heads. What matters? What's important? What is stopping us from enjoying what we really want to enjoy? And when we do, life moves on.
That's for sure. Well, I sure enjoy having you back on the show. briefly, could you summarize for our listeners some of the business services that you can provide for them?
Ooh. The key one is, and what I really want to do a lot more of this year is I actually want to bring people together so that they start getting this rich shared map, so that they have a common language of we can provide better. And and a lot of that is a little bit of starting out. Now, again, purpose, I believe, comes from three things. Comes from knowing what you need. So everybody in business, the business itself has its own needs. The owner has his needs, the manager has his or her needs, and every staff member has a need. Some of them, the need is as basic as, if I don't go to work, I don't have enough money to feed my family. But it's a need. And when we all get clear on that need, then we can start looking at the next need, which is, what does our client or our customer need? And when we get very, very clear on what they need, we then have the ability to deliver. So a lot of businesses make the assumption that they know what the client really needs. And there's a lot of products out there, let's face it, that really and truly the client doesn't need. But they buy it because there's been all this wonderful advertising and pressure and all the rest of it.
Sure, sure.
The bottom line, though, is this whole, what does the community need? And I think we need to be moving into a space where it's not just satisfying our own needs for the big house, for the big car, but how does that affect the community? So more and more people are realizing that by driving a big flashy car with that burns lots and lots of fuel and everything else, that's bad for the planet. That's bad for the community. That's bad. So they're starting to make choices. They're going to electric cars. They're going to hybrid cars. They're going to other means of solving that problem. You look at the fast food industry. For years, everybody was like, oh, fast food is really great. And then suddenly the waistline started to expand. And it's like, well, hold on a minute. Now we're causing problems. Can't sit in airplane seats. Can't sit in car seats. We're wrecking this. We've got problems with that. People are getting sicker. We've got more diabetes. Hold on a minute. So that's not good for the community as a whole to be eating fast food. So you look at some of the fast food stores. They're putting salads in. They're doing some things. Others are closing down, choices are being made. And it's changing the entire way that people are doing things. So it's like, okay, we need to understand what's happening. Now, that's kind of what I really want to get involved with in the next year. Setting up things that actually allow people to communicate better, to work on a better basis. Mm-hmm. And the more we can do that, the more things are going to happen. I am also in the process of, with my dear ghostwriter husband, author, in the process of putting together two new books. So hopefully wow. they'll be out. And again, one will be very much along relationships and the other one will be very much around how to set up a business that has clarity around the success piece so you don't actually steal it. So the original book, Who Stole My Success, was written for small business, and it was written for my primary clients. But I've worked in fairly large businesses, and the more I'm working with not-for-profits and whatnot, the very fact of the matter remains that there are a lot of people out there right now who are really struggling with the angst and the anxiety and the depression and everything else. And it's like, if it's going to change, I'll help. I'll help. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I'm so excited to hear that two new books are coming down the road. And I do want you to keep me aware of when they come out so we can actually promote them here on the show. You know, you do a wonderful service with you mentor startup businesses. So for people who are thinking about going into business, you definitely need to read Who Stole My Success, because this is something that Roberta is an expert on, and I enjoy sharing her. Also, I'm an expert on sharing my sponsors, so we'll hear from them, and then we'll be right back to find out about the Must Thief.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, play, and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today. From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast Success Stories with my guest, the author of Who Stole My Success. Roberta, let's talk about the must thief. And how does a must thief differ from the should thief?
Basically, the must thief, they're all slightly different versions of the same thing. But in our language, we all, we react to words in a different way. And I find the must puts a different onus on me than the should. So the must drives me in a very, I want to be precise. I want to be correct. I used to be a perfectionist. I've learned to temper that a little bit. But the must thief is it relates to that perfectionism. It relates to oftentimes that whole thing around pleasing people. And I must do this if I want to be accepted. I must do that. It's not a should. A should is the onus of living. But the must is a matter of a perception you have in order to be something else. And mm-hmm. so it's a subtle difference in the shuddhi, but it does come down very much to the timing and the resources that you have available to you. Because what you really want to do is light up doing the right job the first time, every time, in the right way, so that mm-hmm. everybody, including you, feels, oh, good, we got it done.
Sure. Now, and what does the, you know, I love acronyms, so share with us the acronym TIME.
Okay, so TIME is, you choose your time. It's again, it's a little bit of that urgency and necessity, but oftentimes with the must-see, it's more around, is the timing right? And mm-hmm. as you well know, sometimes putting something off for a little bit, you actually have a better chance of doing it. What's your outcomes is the I. So what's your intentions? Do uh-huh. you actually, you know, what's this picture look like of where you want to be? Do you have the money? And do you want to spend it on it? Because if you think about it, just because you got the money doesn't mean you have to buy something. And one of the themes I do talk about in the book is, can I afford not to? And it's a question we don't apply. We apply the question of, can I afford to?
Oh, okay.
Can I afford not to is about lost opportunities. So money is an important part of the must-see. And the mm-hmm. last one is, you know, is it efficient? Is it effective? Is doing whatever this must be going to actually get the outcomes I want, actually make a difference in what I'm doing? So many musts really don't need to be done.
Okay. That being said, what is the what about the have-to thief?
Okay, so the have-to thief really comes back to, what's your purpose? You don't have to do anything that doesn't fit your purpose. Now, again, the challenge with this one is oftentimes people don't have a purpose. They don't know who they are, what they need, who they're working with and what they need, and that wider community kind of need. And because of that, they kind of sit there in that whole world of, oh, yeah, well, I'd like to, but, and nothing ever gets done. And you just kind of go, how can you go through life like that? You become a couch potato, or you become a, you know, I love fanatics in some ways, because at least fanatics have a purpose. They know what they want. They're passionate. I love passion.
Oh, and it's so hard for so many people to discover their purpose. It's hard for them to discover a purpose that they're passionate about. And you certainly are passionate about what you're doing. And that's why it's wonderful to have you back on the show. Now, let's just briefly touch on how identifying the various success thieves, how there's so many of them in your book. I can't go into all of them here, but how does that reduce your ego? How does that bring you back into the real world?
I think the biggest thing that happens is that, you know, the more we know ourselves, the humbler we are.
Mm-hmm.
And the irony is that I don't believe there's anything wrong with being selfish, but it's being selfish in a way that makes you realize you are the center of your universe, but nobody else gives a damn. And so it's about opening up to the fact that there is you, and you have a right to choose whatever it is you want, but you don't have the right to hurt anybody else in the process of doing that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as you get more control, as you make better choices, as you get happier, you actually find that your ego is not driving you. Because so much of the ego, if you look at so many of the and I could quote a current candidate for American president.
okay.
And talk about the ego problems right now with what he's saying and doing. And it's kind of like, you've got to be joking. Mm-hmm. And it's all coming from, I believe it's coming from ego. I mean, I may be judging him incorrectly, but I believe it's all coming from ego. And the bottom line is, this man does not have an ego problem, but God almighty, does he hurt people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Opens his mouth and he hurts people.
Well, it's made this whole political agenda very entertaining. I heard one of the comedians whenever this candidate speaks, this one comedian says, "All we do is say thank you, God, thank you, God."
I love that.
There's just so much material that's available out on the comedy scene these days. It's going to be an interesting year, to say the least. And it's interesting that people from around the world are taking note of this comedic political season.
It is wonderful, the opportunities, and I love that. Thank God for the material, because it's a beautiful time to actually reflect and go, I can go, gee, I'm really glad I don't live in the States.
I'm sure a lot of people share that with you. It's always fun having you on, because I never know what you're going to say or what you're going to get me to say. So it's very spontaneous. Thank you so much for coming and visiting with us today. And do promise me that you'll let me know when your two new books come out so we can have you back on the show again.
I thank you very much for the time, and I love being with you. So, yeah, look forward to the future. And you stay well and happy and enjoy 2016.
I am starting off to a great start. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today as much as Roberta and I have enjoyed doing it. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you just like Roberta. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. Welcome to our no whining world. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. You know, we really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Always remember my mantra: if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and share our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Roberta Bovitis. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
Thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra: if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.